This shouldn't be a thing.
And as always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Today's Tisbet has a visual element, which we will include in the show notes. Headline reads from Ben Hooper, our go-to Tisbet guy.
Yeah, really.
And we're going to try and track him down and get him on the show. Mm-hmm. Headline reads, Hawk captured after terrorizing English village for weeks.
Yeah.
A Harris Hawk's reign of terror brought to an end after being captured by a resident of a village in England where the bird was blamed for an estimated 50 dive bombing attacks on locals. The non-native bird of prey, a Harris hawk, blamed for dozens of attacks on the heads of unsuspecting residents, even in some cases drawing blood. The Royal Mail said service in the area had to be suspended because of the risk to the mail carriers.
Wow.
The Harris hawk, native to North and South America, was finally captured by resident Steve Harris. It's a Harris hawk. Steve Harris.
The bass player from Iron Maiden?
Caught the bird. Harris says, who caught the hawk in a cage in his backyard, it's a relief for us and the whole village. It had been chasing me around the village when I went for a run. And when I got back, it flew down to the top of my shed. The falconer left me a cage. I was using it to protect myself.
What a great sentence.
And I got brave enough when the bird was about a foot away. I threw it over the top of it, trapping it. I screamed out for the falconer to come and help, and he came and tamed it.
I need assistance with the falconer.
Harris says his kids have been, he wouldn't let him play outside.
Yeah.
For several days because of this Harris hawk. The falconer who helped Harris with the capture said the bird is a young male and may have been acting aggressively due to being hormonal.
Men are just so emotional,
you guys,
Jane.
My goodness.
You know what he was, you know, he just found out, like, I can't drink from a straw. I can't, like, ice cream. I'm just a manly boy hawk.
Oh.
The reason why I wanted to know if it was a boy or girl hawk is because when I used to work for Racine, we had a mama seagull hatched some babies on top of the roof and got real aggressive. We had
to put
signs all over, watch for aggressive seagulls. I watched her like just beat down on people.
Oh, we will include the link in this. And again, there is a video element. This thing drew blood in some cases.
I'm not laughing at that point. I just like the idea. The falconer left me a cage.
And he was just hormonal. Another falconer named Wayne is now taking care of the Harris hawk. He says the bird has apparently been on the loose for about a year, so hopefully it will be well taken care of and no longer assaulting people in this small village in England.
But Hollywood, I got a movie for you.
There you go. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.